this happened to be our setup today, right? Where we cascade three different mixing consoles. And this guy here happens to be our summon mixer. We took output of this guy and it's in this guy. The second form of mixer is we decided that Studio One is a mixer. And you know, whatever you declare will come to pass. Or whatever you tell yourself of a thing, that thing will respond based on what you said. That's why our confession is very, very important, right? When you say A for apple, that A certainly will be apple. When I said Studio One is hardware mixer, somebody was here today mixing from Studio One. And so the output of this same Studio One, we had it to this channel. We also had output from Win Compact into this and another one. I would unmute each one so that you know what it is and what was their performance. I actually scored them at the end of the day. Now, what you are hearing now is from the MGP. And this is it. Like I said, when you solo, it responds to your PFL and every other thing that is part of this guy. I tried to mix this with the onboard EQ, just three band EQ, right? High, mid, and low with the onboard effect, no external plugin. This is what was coming out. And I told them that you are free to use all the plugins you have to match up with this. Let me just unmute this guy so that you hear the sound of this one. And this is what this guy did. First of all, his gain structure was not good at all. Imagine my level. Imagine what is coming out from the PFL. I mean, the peak program meter. It's not good. It's what you have. So, and the mix, not to the extent like that. And let me just switch to this guy. And let's see what is coming out. This is fair, actually. But it's not like this. So can you see the analogous transmission of audio here? There's quite a distinction between this and this. Again, like I said, you can solo. Everything because it's the control bus that we send to this guy to enable you PFL whatever each student is doing for analysis.